Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How does a polygraph machine work? You hear about lie detectors all the time in police investigations, and sometimes a person applying for a job will have to undergo a polygraph test. The goal of a lie detector is to see if the person is telling the truth or lying when answering certain questions. 4 to 6 sensors are attached to a person taking a polygraph test. A polygraph was originally a machine in which multiple, or poly, signals from these sensors were recorded on a single strip of paper. That's the graph part. You get polygraph. Today, most of the recording is done on a laptop instead of a piece of paper. The sensors usually record the person's breathing rate, the person's pulse, the person's blood pressure, and the person's perspiration level. Sometimes a polygraph will also record things like arm and leg movement. When the polygraph test starts, the questioner asks 3 or 4 simple questions to establish the norms for the person's signals. Then the real questions begin. Throughout questioning, all of the person's signals are recorded. Both during and after the test, a polygraph examiner can look at the graphs and can see whether the vital signs change significantly on any of the questions. In general, a significant change, such as a faster heart rate, a higher blood pressure, increased perspiration, means that the person is lying. However, because the examiner's interpretation is subjective and because different people react differently to lying, a polygraph test is not perfect and it can be fooled. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.